Howdy. I'm going to give you a little insight into Reveille 8's life for the past 3 years following her retirement to the Stevenson Center. First, I would like to recognize the incredible staff of the Stevenson Center who provided Rev's loving care during this time. Many of them are in the back row here today to honor her. These amazing people were all devoted to Rev, as they are to all of our residents, and assured that all of her days were comfortable and fulfilling. They made sure that every day Reveille was brushed and combed out to perfection so that she always looked as beautiful as when she was a celebrity on campus. It was a privilege for the entire staff of the Stevenson Companion Animal Life Care Center to care for Reveille after her retirement from serving as mascot at Texas A&M University for 7 years. She came into our lives May of 2015. Her first day at the center, Rev was greeted by one of our cats, Angie, and they became immediate friends. Angie has taken over Rev's bed under the desk in my office now since her buddy is not using it. Reveille also befriended our little 5-pound Chihuahua, Happy, who was 15 years old when Rev arrived. When Happy was recovering from an old age illness, Reveille stood guard over her pen the entire 2 weeks and made sure that Happy was okay. She took on a motherly persona with her little friend. I carried pictures of them sharing a bed together on my phone. They remained good buddies until Happy's death earlier this year. We were fortunate enough to celebrate 3 birthdays with Miss Rev. She would wear a party hat and there would be happy birthday signs put up. Some of her other canine friends at the center would gather for Frosty Paws and we would have a party. It was always a fun time for them. Those of you who don't already know, dogs love Frosty Paws. The bulk of Miss Rev's days were spent in the front offices with me and Dr. Presnell, enjoying her peace and quiet and waiting to protect her home and humans from any maintenance workers that came to work at the center. Her bark was powerful, but she would never be aggressive. As we assured her that nobody was in danger, she was fine and friendly with them. Miss Rev greeted all center visitors at the front door of the center with Aggie hospitality. She was always generous by allowing visitors to take a photo with her if they asked. Everyone who met Reveille was mesmerized by her beauty and demeanor. I had a very personal and loving relationship with Rev. Every morning as I arrived at work, I was greeted by her doing figure eights between my legs. Most mornings, she would nearly knock me over with her exuberance at seeing me, but that was quite all right. She and I had a ritual at the end of every day. Before I left work, she would come and get her hug and kiss on her snout from me. I would remind her at that time each day how much I loved her and tell her I would see her when I came back. My nickname for Reveille was Your Ladyship. She had a regal ambiance surrounding her, even in retirement. Somehow she knew, as we all did, that she was special. Reveille was truly loved by the center staff, present and past, and brought immense joy and love into our lives. She continued to represent the university with honor in retirement, as well as during her tenure as mascot. Reveille truly enjoyed her retirement and showered the center staff with reciprocal love and comfort. I speak for everyone at the Stevenson Center when I say that Reveille proudly embodied the Aggie spirit and enriched our lives tremendously. Words cannot accurately express our love and devotion for this beautiful soul. Rest in peace, Your Ladyship.